worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had a blessed weekend. And if you guys notice a little bit, my sinuses are a little stuffed up. I went riding the side-by-sides all weekend, and between the chemtrails and the Florida dust down here, my sinuses are a little stuffy, so I've been hammering some turmeric. Should get it cleaned out today. But you guys just bear with me. We'll still have a great show for you. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I feel great. I didn't ride the side-by-sides, and I'm trying to avoid the chemtrails, so there you go. what's your first story, buddy?
Well, this is pretty interesting now, which is actually wild. The TSA has just released a new thing that they said they have a universal comprehensive search now that they're going to be making their pat downs even more aggressive. They've gone now and done full damage control, and they're warning local police about its new airport pat-downs. They said they will be touching air travelers as part of a more invasive physical pat-down procedure recently ordered. The agency does expect some passengers consider the examination unusual. In fact, the TSA decided to inform local police in case anyone calls to report an abnormal federal frisking, according to a memo from an airport trade association. The physical search for those selected to have one is what the agency describes as a more comprehensive screening, replacing five separate kinds of pat-downs it previously used. The decision to alert local and airport police raises a question of just how intimate the agency's employees are wanting to get. These searches typically occur when an imaging scanner detects one or more unknown objects on a person, or if a traveler declines to walk through the machine and opts for the physical screening like myself or Dad do. Now, what's pretty wild about this is kind of strange. I mean, how far are they going to start taking this? But you guys have to look at it and understand exactly what's going on. This has nothing to do whatsoever about security or preventing terrorist attacks. Zero. As the memo they put out last year, they didn't say this, but the TSA has still not caught a terrorist. They put out a memo, though, boasting about how they found weapons in carry-ons. The agency exists to protect us from real terrorists, supposedly, and they say TSA finds record number of firearms in carry-on bags. They found 2,212 firearms in travelers' bags in U.S. airports, according to a 2014 statistic. Now, they said right here, the number one excuse given by passengers going through airport checkouts with guns in their bags was they forgot they had the firearms in their bags, which is legitimate excuse considering the fact that we are the most gun-heavy country in the world, and we can own just about any weapon you want legally in just about any state except for the Republic of California, but we won't get into that. They say when TSA officers find the guns, they call on police officers working at the airport. Police interview the passengers to see whether the guns are licensed and legit and determine whether or not they should be arrested. If they are, they can face thousands of dollars in fines. Now, what's wild about this is that TSA does not state at all how many people have been arrested for illegal firearm possession in their airport bags at all. They do not talk about any numbers preventing an actual threat. All they want to do is boast that they found 2,200 weapons, which, in my opinion, is actually very, very, very small considering how many airports we have and considering the fact that we have tens of millions of legal firearms in the United States. So this whole guys to start patting everybody down even more aggressively is just another more invasive technique to try and invade our constitutional rights to be able to travel freely and unmolested, Dad. What do you think about that?
Well, number one, I think you're absolutely right. The 2,200 are probably law-abiding citizens who had concealed weapons permits. Probably 99% of those were law-abiding citizens who never had a problem. So I don't believe they've actually stopped any kind of weapon. They have all kinds of guns. They have guns that are completely plastic now, guns that are completely ceramic, that they're not going to pick up on a metal detector, but they probably would pick up on their scatter x-ray machines that cause cancer. They probably would pick it up on that. But the reality is this, I always opt to get patted down, and a lot of other people have always also started opting to get patted down. And all this is just another form of assault, another form of intimidation, another form of tyranny, another form of pull your stinking pants down before we tase you. That's what this is. That's all this is. And the problem is we got so many weirdos, you know, running around that, you know, have guns that don't go to airports. I remember years ago, Austin, I was going through an airport, and I remember at the last moment I was about to go through the x-rays, and, you know, to go out on the plane, all I had was carry-on. And I reached in my pocket, and I remember, oh, I've got a pistol in my pocket. So I turned around, just walked back out to my car, put it in my car, and was done with it. Which, you know, luckily I'd already checked my pockets, emptied my pockets before I went through the x-ray machine. And it wasn't the x-ray machine, it was x-ray for my baggage. And I had not gone through the metal detector yet, so it was no big deal. I just, you know, had my shoes on, so I just walked back out to the car, put it in the car, came back in. I was being very careful. I've got another friend of mine who's got a wife who's a pastor. And she also had a concealed weapons permit out of St. Louis, and she straight walked into the had her bag scanned, sure enough, and she had her pistol in there. And you know who they are. They've got a church up in St. Louis. And she got busted, man. She got busted. And luckily they had seen her on TV. And there were a bunch of people there that knew them from TV. And so they told everybody, she told the TSA people that she was, basically a TV celebrity and that she was a pastor and that there was no harm, no foul, and that they just seized the weapon, which they did. But she did lose her concealed weapons license for several years. She still doesn't have it back. They took it away from her. I guess because she was being negligent with the license, I guess. I don't know. So anyhow, yes, people are going to walk through by accident who are used to carrying guns. That's an absolute fact. But as far as them stopping any type of crimes, it has nothing to do with that. Nothing at all as far as I'm concerned, because they did find 2,000 guns from law-abiding citizens. No, this is all about getting groped. This is about them handling your stuff. This is about them molesting you. You know, this is about them being perverts. This is about all of that. That's what this is all about. So it's just what they do. Oh, speaking of perverts, by the way, John McCain's campaign manager has been arrested over pedophilia charges against young boys. I mean, this is just unbelievable. A wide-ranging investigation has been launched into allegations that a well-known Pueblo resident has molested many boys over the years, including most recently when he was the manager for Senator John McCain's presidential campaign office in Pueblo. Under investigation is Jeffrey Claude Bartleson, 52, who was arrested on January 29th and who was rearrested on Wednesday after a campaign worker in the McCain office told police that she believed that he had molested one of her sons. Sergeant Brett Wilson, who leads the Pueblo Police Department Special Victims Unit, said today that there were several active investigations, including this pervert, and that this is what's going on. So he said numerous boys will be interviewed by the two detectives who have been assigned to a full-time case. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And again, it doesn't surprise me at all, and here's why. This is politics. And I've told you guys this before. I'm just going to say it again, so don't think I'm getting... I know I'm being redundant, but I don't have Alzheimer's disease, so just bear with me. When I went up to speak a couple of years ago in Washington, D.C., you know, a few blocks away from the White House, and I was a seminar guest up there. I remember I was walking with Coach Dave Dobemeyer through the halls of Congress, talking to our representatives and talking to various people in the halls of Congress. And I will say that 80% of the pages and the people that I saw walking around, and that's a conservative number, were extremely effeminate. Now, I can't say that they were gay, because, you know, there are people that are effeminate who aren't gay, but these guys acted like they were gay, but they were extremely effeminate. I mean, this is that bad in Congress. There's basically a call boy, pedophile, go to with Bernie Sanders, not Bernie Sanders, that guy, Barney Frank. I mean, this is some sick stuff, and these guys are involved in this stuff, and they actually have people they hire just to do this too. I mean, it's really sick. So I don't know, buddy. So do I think McCain's campaign manager was a pedophile? I have no idea, but probably. Who knows? What do you think, son?
Well, no, it's pretty wild too. I saw a other article earlier here too, and I haven't vetted this yet. I have to look it up. It just popped up earlier, but it was from Paul Martin, and they said U.S. Secret Service agent who worked for the Obama administration has now pleaded guilty to raping a 14-year-old girl as authorities in the U.S. crackdown on the elite pedophile problem gripping the country. Lee Robert Moore worked in the White House alongside Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and his crimes were only discovered after undercover sting by the Delaware State Police caught him in the act. So I haven't gone into detail on that yet, but yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's been popping up with this now, and And whether or not, you know, everybody's 100% guilty, I don't know. But it sure seems like there's a lot of people getting busted that are very high up in the administration, especially with the Obama administration, Secret Service, McCain, all this stuff now with these guys. So I don't know, but it definitely seems very, very, very strange. We know it's very prevalent. So when you start seeing people get busted for it, there's a good possibility it's true.
Yeah, another article, by the way, of Donald Trump. You know, of course, now we know that apparently it's hit the mainstream news even that Barack Obama had his office in the White House and this Trump Towers wiretapped. And, you know, of course, you know, I mean, this is just some crazy stuff. Furious, Donald Trump alleges wiretapping by Barack Obama as Congress agrees to investigate claim of Watergate-style dirty tricks. Donald Trump escalated his war with Barack Obama as a committee in Congress agreed to look into his claim that the former president and his administration abused executive powers in last year's election. And so that's going to be interesting because, I mean, this, you know, that whole thing with Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac, you know, with Bill Clinton. I mean, what a bunch of weirdos, buddy. I mean, you know, these guys just think they can just get away and do anything to anyone. And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy when you stop to think about how messed up this is, but this is what's going on. And by the way, Trump also went ballistic, supposedly, against Priebus, which needs to be replaced anyhow, and Bannon, then stormed out of the Oval Office and flew to Florida on Air Force One without them. On the night before, he sent Obama a phone-tapping tweet. Obama gave a verbal lashing to his senior staff members on Friday, which he needs to get rid of, by the way. He was angry over the Attorney General's recusal amid Russian links on Thursday. And Trump was upset Sessions was overshadowing his speech to Congress. And Bannon and Priebus were told they weren't flying with Trump to Mar-a-Lago. Hours after Trump erupted at his staff, he claimed Obama had his phones tapped. And said, let me read the article. Obama Trump erupted into a ballistic Oval Office tirade against his senior staff for failing to fight off Sessions' acquittals. Recusal among Russian links. And so this has been some interesting stuff. So Trump's starting to see now that he's got himself a swamp in the White House, and hopefully he gets rid of these guys. I mean, Priebus needs to go away immediately. We knew he was an inside plant from the very, very beginning. Just like I believe that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is also bad news, who's a business partner of George Soros. So guys, watch this story and see if it unfolds, to see if it gets any other traction except for my show and what's going on here. So who knows? We'll find out pretty quick. Awesome. What's your next story, bud?
Yeah, well, the whole thing with WikiLeaks and the wiretapping is wild. I saw another one that got released yesterday, too, and it showed multiple occasions of Obama bugging meetings between U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Also, too, intercepting and recording calls between the French President, Sarkozy, and Merkel. So this, it looks like, I mean, Obama was just all over the place with this as far as wiretapping, all types of dignitaries, and including Trump and everybody else. So yeah, I really hope they get to the bottom of this and figure out what's going on. Good self-defense story here, actually, out of Washington State, surprising. A woman alone in a house in Plusbo, Washington, warned a home invasion suspect to stop breaking into her house, then shot him twice when he continued to get into the residence. The incident occurred Sunday, just before 2 a.m. The authorities said the homeowner was by herself when a 28-year-old suspect tried to break in. The woman said she heard a strange noise, retrieved her gun, and she moved towards the noise and found a suspect allegedly trying to enter the home through a window. The woman said she warned the suspect that she was armed, but he kept trying to get in. Deputies say the woman opened fire from the inside of the home as the suspect was pushing his way in. He was shot in the chest and in the hand, and when police arrived, they took him to Tacoma General Hospital in critical condition. The woman, of course, was not arrested. Now, I don't know as far as what Washington state laws are as far as the castle doctrine and stand your ground. I know in Florida, if somebody's breaking into your home, you do not have to give them any type of verbal warning whatsoever before you defend your life with a deadly weapon. In Washington, it may be different, but it just goes to show you how brazen this guy was that she even started yelling at him, telling him she had a gun and don't come in, and he still tried to get in the house. So serves him right, got shot twice. That's an interesting shooting, the fact that he was that aggressive, but it definitely I'm glad she was saved and she was able to protect herself, Dad.
Well, the nutty thing about all of this is that these guys, when they're breaking into a house and you're warning them and telling them that you're about to shoot them, they don't believe you, or they're so messed up or cracked up they don't hear you.
Possibly, yeah.
You know, I mean, so that's the thing. I mean, you know, in Florida, you know, I believe in Florida, if somebody's outside of your house trying to get in a window, I think you can shoot through your window and shoot them, can't you, Austin?
You can. You can shoot through the window or the door, yes.
Yeah, because you have to wait for them to get inside. And so, but you check your laws in your state, make sure that's real, okay? Make sure you can do all of that. But, you know, if they're running, now what you can't do is if you yell at them and they run away, you can't shoot them in the back while they're trying to flee. You can't do that. Don't do that, okay? That's
bad.
Right? That's going to get you in prison, is what that's going to do. Because they're basically, you know, if they're taking a bullet wound to the back of the head, it's probably not going to be a really good good defense for you. So, by the way, J.P. Morgan right now, and a bunch of people are hoarding silver. They're saying that it's one of the most undervalued commodity right now. I thought I mentioned this to you. It's no secret that the precious metals market has been manipulated by a small group of elites for over a decade. In the last few months, Deutsche Bank, along with other huge well-known banks, have recently settled lawsuits amounting to over $100 million for rigging silver and gold prices on so-called open exchanges. Now, let me share something with you. The $100 million is pennies compared to what they earned or what they made by manipulating these pennies. I mean, they made billions. It has now been confirmed that J.P. Morgan Chase has been hoarding silver for quite some time. At this point, they have more than 550 million ounces of silver. And the question is, what are they preparing for? Why hoard so much of that particular metal if the price keeps going down and is not considered valuable? It is very valuable. It's used in industry. Could it be that they are using their status as the SLV custodian to enrich themselves by buying up cheap silver? So guys, you know, I'm going to say something to you again. We're really kind of following the exact same format that they did in the Weimar Republic as far as this massive hyperinflation even right now in our stock markets. Be really, really careful with what goes on as far as what you do with your investments at this point forward. I mean, if you've already made a bunch of money in the stock market, you've done all that, have at it. But I remember my financial planners could have cared less when I started hemorrhaging cash out of my accounts in 2007. And so I guess if I had held on to all my investments since 2007, they probably would have come back after 10 years, which I probably should have done considering the bloodletting that I took. But the thing about it is, guys, it's just not something that you need to be not taking advantage of right now. And then let me explain to you what I mean by that. I always believe that you should keep 10% of your core assets in gold and silver. Make it 5% of each if you'd like, or if you want to have more of the metal to hold, make it all silver. That way, you've got 10% that no matter what happens with the markets, no matter what happens with your other investments, you always have that money. Because I've learned, the financial planners, most of them, they don't really have a fiduciary responsibility to you. They really don't care if they lose your money as long as they get their commissions. Now, that's not true in every case, but that's true in a lot of cases. What do you think, Oz?
No, you're absolutely right. You got to be very careful with a lot of that stuff. I actually watched that movie last night, The Big Short, which I don't recommend watching it unless you can watch it on TV edited. Language was horrible in that movie. But it was really wild to see exactly the few guys that really saw what was going on with the fraud with the entire housing market back in 2005, 2006. And they even, you know, it showed how they didn't care. The whole thing was planned from the beginning. The one guy even made a comment. He was bragging about how many loans they made and mortgages they sold, and he said, yeah, the best ones are ninja loans, which is no income, no job application. He said he would tell them they don't even have to put the income down and they would get the mortgage approved for it. So it shows you how unbelievably corrupt the entire Wall Street and banking industry is. And you guys already know how everything turned out. Only one banker actually went to jail for that entire escapade, but the banks got hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in bailouts. A lot of the top CEOs and presidents got tens of billions of dollars in bonuses, and that was the end of it. So, yeah, well, the whole trading thing, that whole market, that's something I've never gotten involved in. I've known a few friends that have gotten into it, and almost every person I know has made money, and then they've also lost the money. And so rarely does anybody ever actually make a substantial amount. Granted, it does happen, but that whole system is rigged. So if you get into it, don't get into it for any more money than you're willing to essentially flush down the toilet. That's my opinion. That's why I've told people too before. If you're okay with losing that amount of money and taking it in the backyard right now and burning it, and you're completely okay with it, then that's your choice if you want to do it. But don't be cashing out your savings and taking loans out and everything else to try and get in the market on some big tip that you're going to end up making a bunch of money and a huge return on, because more than likely, it's something that's going to come back to bite you in the butt, in my opinion.
Yeah, period. That's what it's going to do. And that's what it did to me. Yeah. That's why I had enough of all of this. But it is just legalized gambling. I mean, see, here's the thing.
Yep.
They're using the algorithm trading now, which is like literally millions of times a second they're trading stocks and bonds. And they're pumping and dumping, pumping and dumping, pumping and dumping, pumping and dumping. And whoever has the fastest algorithms pump and dump faster. And so it's just a computerized gambling is what it is. And so if you get hooked up with a brokerage house that has really fast algorithms for the short time, and they can pump and dump, pump and dump, pump and dump, you're probably going to make money with it. But remember, every time somebody makes somebody's money in the stock market, somebody else loses money in the market. That's just how it works. And so you're always just bypassing, you know, the loss for a short period of time, and you're making money. So to me, after 2007, I had enough of all of it, and I just pulled out, and so I'm done. And so that's what I'm suggesting that people think about, is just thinking about where do you want to go. And I never recommend that you risk your principal. If you've got some gains in there that you want to roll, that basically you haven't paid taxes on yet, or that you are going to have to pay taxes on, and you lose those gains and you save the taxes if you lose them, then that's not as bad as losing principal. When you start biting down on principal, which is money that you had already paid taxes on, that you invested, let's say you make $100,000 a year and you're paying $40,000 a year in Social Security taxes and income tax, so you have $60,000. Now you take that $60,000, which is what you earned after taxes, now all of a sudden you're kind of like, okay, that's my 60. And if you put that in there and you lose it, you just lost $100,000 in gross income. That's what it was, because it took you $100,000 to make that 60. So you got to be really, really, really careful when you start doing this stuff, because it can really mess with you pretty quick. By the way, here's a list of some of the worst immunizations that we've talked about. And these are very, very dangerous vaccines. Number one I'm going to tell you about, and we've talked about this so many times, is Gardasil.
Yeah.
Gardasil causes women and girls who get this product to go into premature ovarian failure or menopause. In other words, it renders them sterile, which is the whole goal here, basically, of, you know, what they're doing. Plus, it contains 225 micrograms of aluminum on top of everything else. It's got polysorbate 80. It's got emulsifiers in it. I mean, it's got all kinds of crazy stuff. Sodium borate in it, which is like borax, in fact, the soap we used to use. The second one would be the anthrax. Anthrax vaccine is right up there with the Gardasil. But this is some bad stuff. You need to avoid those types of products. If you're in the military, if you can get a waiver, you need to avoid the anthrax vaccine. The MMR, this is the one that's specifically linked to autism in children that we've seen already with the manufacturers and with William Thompson when he was talking about it. Swine flu, this is basically a complete joke. This has inactivated H1N1 virus that's from embryonated chicken eggs. I mean, it has 24 micrograms of mercury per 0.5 milliliter dose. I mean, this is an absolute horrible, horrible, horrible vaccine to take. Polio, this is an interesting one too. Salk really didn't invent a cure for the polio. He invented new strains of the virus by haphazardly combining several. I mean, get the facts on the Salk vaccine on polio. I mean, it's full of embalming fluid, antibiotics, bovine albumin, newborn calf serum, monkey kidney cells. This is what happens to so many of us who took the polio vaccine back in the 50s and the 60s. 100 million of us actually were given live cancer viruses from cancer kidney cells. And it's caused a massive increase in brain cancer, bone cancer, and breast cancer in people our age, you know, like over 50 years age and up. I mean, it's a major, major problem they've had. And of course, the flu shot, we know that's unbelievably bad. Again, 25 micrograms of mercury at the jab. And then, of course, you have to be very, very careful for the rotavirus. I mean, three oral doses are about $200, and they're giving them to infants every single year. The rotavirus contains five live strains, fetal bovine serum, pork. It's a virus, it's called porcine circovirus. It's a volatile and dangerous virus that infects pigs. I mean, side effects, you know, difficulty in breathing, vomiting, ear infection, followed by bloody stools. It can be deadly, and kids can actually die from this. So think about what you're doing in these different types of vaccines. As for me and my house, we haven't got any vaccines. We just don't do stuff like that. We just don't choose to do that. We try to avoid them. What do you think about that article, son?
No, it's very, very accurate. We even did that show last month where the independent lab test studies tested 40 different vaccines and found that almost all of them were contaminated with other types of heavy toxic metals that weren't even listed on the label. As we know, the aluminum, the mercury and the flu vaccines, the aluminum and the HPV and all those. And what's wild about it is, too, they actually found contaminants of lead. Yes, lead, the toxic compound lead in the HPV vaccine. And what was quite ironic was out of all the vaccines they tested, the only one that didn't show any type of significant heavy metal toxicity was the cat vaccine. It was a pet vaccine. It was for veterinary usage. It wasn't even for human usage, and that was the only veterinary vaccine they tested, and that was the only vaccine out of the other 40 that they tested there for human usage that wasn't contaminated with heavy metals. That should really make a big, bold statement to everybody right there and ask yourself, why are they allowing these batches to go out without third-party testing? Why are they allowing this stuff to go on the market? Why aren't they being held accountable? Oh, that's right. Do your research and find that in 1986, we made the vaccine industry completely exempt from any type of regulatory actions on what they do. They just do what they want. They don't have any accountability on what they put in their stuff, and you can't sue them if you kill anybody with their vaccines. So they literally have no incentive to create a good, pure, clean vaccine. So those ones Dad listed, he's absolutely right. Those are the top ones to never get. If you have to get something like a tetanus when you're older, you're doing something, if you can get one by itself and you can get it without thimerosal and you make sure it's clean, that's up to you. But a lot of these other ones, they're completely unnecessary and overtly toxic, and they never need to be used, in my opinion.
That's right. By the way, the mercury in vaccines can be up to 50 times more toxic to the brain than mercury in fish because of the type of mercury they use. I'll repeat, 50 times more toxic to the brain than mercury in fish. And they make this big deal about tuna all the time. Of course, tuna is pretty bad now, especially coming out of the Pacific, because of just the toxicity and the radiation and everything else. It's just a big disaster. The vaccine debate, this is an interesting article, and it's by Watson. It says the vaccine debate has been raging for decades now with strongly held viewpoints on both sides of the spectrum. President Trump's establishment of a commission to evaluate the vaccines in conjunction with a gauntlet thrown down by DeMiro and Kennedy, who pledged $100,000 to throw some spotlight. The fact that mercury is a potent neurodevelopmental poison is not under dispute. Scientists can all agree with that. In fact, though mercury has been used in vaccines for decades in the mid-1990s, it was removed from most vaccines. That's not true, by the way. It's still, there are trace amounts of it in most vaccines still, and a lot of vaccines, including the flu vaccine, still use it. However, many of the shot schedule vaccines have removed it. We have larger and larger amounts of aluminum since then, because scientists began to realize that even low pressure to organic mercury could result in harm to fetuses and young infants. Nonetheless, the vaccine industry and its mouthpiece, the CDC, continue to assert that has been scientifically proven that trace amounts of mercury in form of thimerosal cannot cause harm, which is a total and complete lie. Their argument is that while mercury you would find in the fish, methylmercury, is very dangerous, the mercury in thimerosal, ethylmercury, is entirely different and is can safely jab into your kids multiple times. This is a complete and total lie. Methylmercury is considered dangerous even in tiny amounts. I mean, the World Health Organization approves small doses of thimerosal in multiple vaccines taken repetitively during pregnancy and childhood. With this in mind, they compare the toxicity and potential harm of ethylmercury and methylmercury. The study finds that in vitro studies comparing the ethylmercury with the mercury, with the methylmercury, demonstrate the equivalent measured outcomes for cardiovascular and neural immune systems. And then it gets really interesting, because they note that since the two types of mercury have different toxicity profiles, in vivo testing indicated in real-life scenarios, a simultaneous exposure to the ethyl and methyl mercury might result in enhanced neurotoxic effects in developing mammals. What they're saying here is this thing is so poisonous, it's much, much worse than the stuff in fish, and they're lying to you, telling you it's okay, and it's not okay. So guys, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, this is some bad stuff, and I just recommend you stay away from it. Austin, what do you think?
Absolutely. And also in the news today, President Donald Trump has just signed a new executive order blocking the arrival of most travelers from six conflict-prone countries for 90 days and freezing the inflow of refugees from any country for the next 120 days. So he just reinstated a new executive order. He did shift it around a little bit, though, guys. So let me explain to you what he did here to try and prevent a lot of these unbelievably pro-Muslim globalist judges and Democrats on the left side trying to block this and get another injunction. What did was the new order shifts the task of stopping the refugees from officers at U.S. airports and switches it over to officials at U.S. embassies overseas who have now been told immediately to stop preparing needed travel documents until Trump aides complete a national security review, according to the document released today by the White House. The shift to overseas embassies may help prevent judges from trying to block the new order. Under the Constitution, judges have very little authority to block administrative actions in overseas embassies. Then judges now claim to have officers working for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, like they did before. The order blocks document processing for would-be refugees from Sudan, Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. The seventh country of Iraq was dropped on this executive order because Iraqi officials promised to completely upgrade their security checks, the White House said. So we'll see if this actually is able to stay through and we can prevent a lot of these guys from coming through for the next 4 months, or if they're going to try and do some other injunction again to stop this so they can continue their massive flow of immigration, Dad. But we talked about it last week that he was getting ready to do this, so I'm glad he did it, but we'll see what happens with it. What do you think about it?
Well, you will see what the Democrats are going to do. I think they're going to go berserk again. I think they're going to just do everything they can to basically just block it again or pass more judge orders. I mean, I don't know why, because, you know, Obama pretty much ignored the federal court. I mean, I don't know why in the world Trump's people are doing this. Because I'm going to stop for a second and talk about some of this for just a second. Remember the Fast and the Furious. Congress did not impeach Obama over the Fast and Furious. Remember IRS gate? When people supported Ron Paul, they got audited and they had to pay extra money, and I know people that it happened to. Remember all of the stuff that he's done. Remember the stuff with Benghazi. All of these things are impeachable evidence. I mean, all of these are impeachable events, especially the Fast and the Furious. That's a huge impeachable event. Nobody ever impeached him, and here's why. Because he was put into place by the deep state who controls Congress. He was put in by the deep state who controls the pedophiles in Congress. And they knew there was no way they'd have enough votes to get him impeached because they would be told not to impeach him. Now with Trump, on the other hand, they're doing everything they possibly can as far as, it may just be political theater, to cause as many problems as they possibly can for him because, number one, the deep state has got all these judges in place now, you know, due to the, you know, the stuff that Newt Gingrich did back in the 90s. We talked about that in detail, and putting all of the people into the medical school, not the medical schools, the law schools and the judgeships in the last 27 years that are extreme liberals. This is part of the contract with Newt Gingrich, with the contract with America back in the 90s. Newt Gingrich is somebody I don't trust at all. That boy speaks out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. I've never seen anything like it before. I don't know why in the world Fox brings him on such a regular basis for commentary. The nuttiest part about all of this thing is with Fox is they're schizoid. One person slams Trump, one person praises Trump. That whole thing, remember, is owned by Murdoch, who's a big buddy of George Soros, and again, the World Bank, and again, the Rothschild banking cartel. We talked about this last week and how Jeffrey Epstein had become a billionaire and had built a hotel in which they were able to compromise a lot of the people in Congress with videotapes and audio recordings. What's interesting about this is he is a billionaire, and nobody knows how he became a billionaire. Because remember, when the Rothschilds can print stuff out of nothing, money from nothing, and put digits in your bank account, they can make you a billionaire at the flick of a wrist. Really? I mean that. At a flick of a wrist, they can put a billion credits or dollars into your account, and suddenly you become a billionaire, and you have this incredible lifestyle, but you've got to do what your master is telling you to do. You've got to do their bidding, including their sacrificial stuff they do, and also you got to do what they tell you to do as far as votes, et cetera, et cetera. That's the problem with all of this stuff, Austin, and that's why it's so stinking corrupt, because the Rothschilds have to lose the ability to run the central bank and print as many dollars as they possibly want to, whenever they want to, and put it in people's accounts to bribe them. That has to stop. And if they don't get that under control and get the central bank under control, it's not going to make any difference. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. When you can just, and like you said, I mean, printing the money is one thing. That's kind of old school now. The way we push this digital currency, which is, anybody wonder why they want to push this digital currency so bad? Once they can get rid of paper, there will literally be no restrictions on what the Rothschilds can do as far as making money out of thin air. They won't even have to print it anymore. They can literally come up with digits and commas and zeros and ones and fives and whatever number they want to, and put it on the screen and transfer to your account. There will literally be no physical currency whatsoever anymore. See, right now, it still costs money to print a dollar bill. Granted, it's not a lot. I think it's roughly around 17 cents to print a $100 bill right now. But it still costs money. They still have to have the machinery. They still have to have people. They still have to have the physical material. They have to have the chemicals with all the different, as far as the restrictor plates on there and all the different things to keep the dollar from being able to copy it. So there's all these different things they have to do now to still print currency. Once it goes digital, all that is off. All bets are off the table. There are no more restrictions. There are no more requirements. There is no more accountability whatsoever. So when people start pushing this whole digital currency, this whole biometric thing, everybody wants to have the money in their chip or on their card, and nobody has cash, like a lot of people are doing now, like a lot of countries are switching over to now, like Australia, that right there should just scream bloody murder, big bright red flag up in the sky. Hey, once this happens, it's over with. You think the corruption's bad now? You think the money manipulation's bad now? You think twisting the markets and making everything go in their favor is bad now? We haven't seen anything if they get a full-blown digital global currency underway and actually get it operable. It will be over as far as free currency, free money. The silver gold market, forget about it. They will completely and totally control and own it. They can push it down to $100, $200 an ounce for gold if they want to, and nobody's going to be able to do anything about it because they own the money and the computers that make the digits and dashes that go on the computers. They'll own all of it, Dad, and nobody will be able to stop it at that point. That's why I'm so adamant about not allowing a digital currency to control this country or this world, for that being.
Well, well said. Now, also, one thing that may point out, when you print money, and I mean this, I'm not meaning this as a pun, I mean this is very real, you have a paper trail of the money.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't have a paper trail with digital currency. It can be bounced around and pinged around a bunch of ISPN numbers or whatever you want to call them, or not ISPN numbers, the other number, the locator trackers. They can ping it from one bank to another 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 bank, and then ping it to your account. Nobody ever knows where stuff came from because they could track it through so many different servers and so many encrypted servers and files. So they can do whatever they want to do if there's no paper trail. Once there's a paper trail and they're printing trillions of dollars, they got to find out. They got to tell you where that money went. If they're shipping a shipload of $100 bills somewhere, which they've apparently done with Iran last year when they basically sent them billions of dollars. That's a lot of paper, guys. You know, then all of a sudden, you know, they've got to have a track on that. Where did that money go? How did that money get spent? Is that money being hoarded? What bank did it go into? Where is it? With digital, you completely avoid all of that. By the way, here's an interesting article by Sire Jai. He goes, "The Western diet as a lethal disease vector. The emerging research indicates that the Western diet could be rightly considered a disease vector on par with influenza and other infectious diseases." He says, "The high fructose corn syrup and all of the junk that we're eating are causing all types of health problems, including breast cancer, prostate cancer, ADD, colon cancer, inflammation, sperm count quality, osteoporosis, acne, bone fractures, insulin resistance, intestinal permeability, which can cause severe itching too, by the way, liver disease, neurodegenerative diseases, pancreatic cancer, sepsis, and type 1 diabetes. I mean, all of these things are directly linked now to the American diet. I mean, this is so absolutely, you know, this, you know, it's so funny, Austin. Years ago, I was doing a talk show on WCIE with Tom Trolson. And I've mentioned this before, a year or so ago, so some of you may remember this. And I was actually called before a medical review board with two doctors in the back of the green room. And the now defunct Carpenter's Home Church has been torn down to the dirt. And I was told that I was completely wrong, that diet had anything to do with health, by two medical doctors, Dr. Henry Redd and Dr. Merchant. They're both dead now. May they both rest in peace. And what was interesting about that is they both believed what they were saying to me. They said that diet had absolutely no impact on health. This happened like in 1987. Now, you think about that. That's 30 years ago. 30 years ago, the medical profession was still saying that diet had no relationship to disease. This same medical profession is still saying that vitamins don't work, that flu shots are good, that vaccinations are great, that GMO foods are safe, that the more drugs you take, the healthier you're going to be. They're the same guys that are still pushing all this junk. So guys, realize this. I've been telling you the same thing for, I've been in business for 37 years, and I've been saying the exact same thing for 37 years. Whatever you put into your body is what builds your body. Whatever you put into your body is what makes you either sick or healthy. And I know, like now, Austin, you know, you've got a little bit of a congestion there, maybe a cold, maybe some sinus stuff going on, but I took extra D3 just a few minutes ago, extra potassium iodine a few minutes ago, extra vitamin C, extra astragalus to bump up my immune system to keep it really, really strong. Because here's the thing, if you keep your immune system wrong, you can ward off a lot of this stuff and stay really, really healthy most of the time. That's what's so important, is that people don't understand, is that if you take care of your immune system, it will take care of you. It really is that simple, guys. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the thing about it, too, if you keep your immune system really strong, if it does get heavily compromised from something and some type of aggressive virus that it's exposed to, it usually has a very short-term negative effect on you. What I mean that is if you do start having something wrong with your sinuses or you get a head cold, rarely does it escalate any worse, and it's usually gone within a day or two as long as proper supplementation and diet is being followed. The biggest thing to make sure is if you do start getting a cold, you avoid any types of heavy meats. Don't be eating a bunch of beef, a bunch of ground bison, any of that stuff. Stick with like eggs or our Fit Food Protein, our ultimate multiple Fit Food Vegan. Like today, I don't know what jumped on me. I don't know if I just got a bunch of congestion from the woods or if I did get exposed to something out there. So I've been using the GHI Cleanse along with the ultimate multiple Fit Food Vegan today. On top of that, I'm running the astragalus, D3, and vitamin C on the iodine. Main things we usually run. I usually run them on a low dosage except for the astragalus, but today I bumped them up pretty heavy, but I'm not eating a bunch of heavy carbs, a bunch of heavy meat, anything like that. No bread, no pastas, which I don't eat much of that anyways, but nothing like that. Primarily doing GHI and Fit Food shakes with a little bit of eggs and oatmeal in the morning. That keeps your body cleansed out and allows it to detoxify. Your body's immune system, if it's been compromised, you can't sit there and say, well, I don't feel good right now, so I'm just going to go get a milkshake and a cheeseburger, and then tonight I'm going to go ahead and make pasta and get some more ice cream and expect your immune system to be able to respond quickly and effectively. Remember, sugar is one of the strongest suppressant foods to your immune system over anything else. Sugar single-handedly can get you unbelievably sick in high concentrations because it will turn down the immune system's effectiveness at fighting off stuff. So that's just a few couple tips. If something does become compromised with your immune system, take the right supplements, eat the right food, stay away from a lot of heavy meats and stay away from bread and sugar, and usually you can push through it pretty fast, Dad.
Well, I know. Just the other day, you know, we went over to Atlanta, so your wife's parents for lunch,
yeah.
And man, she made some biscuits that were ridiculously good. And you know, I don't really eat biscuits because they made me gain weight and they slow down my intestinal track, and they can make you get sick if you're not careful, because you know death kind of begins in the colon, and that's not necessarily always the case, but that's the case a lot of the time, because once your body gets into a point where it can't cleanse the stuff out, you start going to what's called auto-intoxication, in which you start pulling stuff back out of the colon through the veins into the portal vein back into the liver, and you start poisoning yourself internally. That's why having regular bowel movements is so important. I remember when I was a little kid, in German it's called Studiunk. And that means when you've used the bathroom. And I remember my mom would always ask if I started getting sick, did you go to the bathroom, Stuhljunk? And I always told her, well, yes or no. And so that was one of the things that the old school people really thought about a lot. You've got to keep your bowels cleansed. You can do that with prune juice. You can do that with Atrialo. You can do that with our magnesium product. You can do it a lot of different ways. You can do it with sauerkraut, by the way, if you don't want to take pills. Sauerkraut is one of the best things you can do. I eat that every single day. It's one of the healthiest things you could ever put into your intestinal tract. This fermented cabbage is amazingly healthy for you. So, guys, keep your colon clean and make sure you stay regularly. You need to be using the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day as far as bowel movements. That's so important. You know, having a bowel movement once every week or twice a week or 3 times a week, that's not okay. That's not all right. I knew a lady up in Tallahassee, and I dated her, and she actually had a bowel movement like once a month. Well, needless to say, that relationship didn't last long because the woman was unbelievably sickly. Because remember, guys, you're only as healthy as your body can stay cleansed. You know, Dr. Alexis Carroll did a study a few years ago. This is really interesting, guys. And he took chicken embryo heart cells and he put them in a petri dish and he kept them alive for like a decade. Kept them alive. The same cells now. They didn't divide or anything else. He just kept the same cells alive. But every day he put in fresh nutrients and cleansed all of the toxins out of the water in the petri dish. And he said that he could have kept these things alive for decades, if not centuries, apparently, because they weren't getting old. Until he died, then his assistant forgot to change the water. The water got toxic, and they died almost immediately. This is what's important for you to understand. Your body has to be cleansed on a regular basis. You've got to make sure those bowels are staying clean. You got to make sure your kidneys are working well. You got to make sure your skin is working well. You got to make sure you're not plugged up. Because a lot of times you get plugged up, you start having body odor problems. And that's because your skin is one of the largest eliminating organs. It's trying to take place of what the colon is trying to do. And it's trying to get all the poison back out of the blood. It's doing everything it can to get bad breath when you get plugged up. So it's very, very important to keep your body regular as far as bowel movements. I cannot emphasize that any more than I just did, which kind of sounds like I'm beating a dead horse because I talked about it so much. Okay, by the way, Schumer, here we go. Schumer is planning to stop the wall with Trump, which he probably will, be honest with you, because listen to what he's going to do. Chuck Schumer has concluded that denying President Trump his wall is perhaps the surest major defeat that Democrats can hand the president in his first year. Trump needs 60 Senate votes to fund construction of his Great Wall along the southern border. Unlike health care or tax reform, Republicans can't use the budget process to ram the wall funding through Congress using only Republican votes. Schumer's thinking, there's nothing the Republicans would be willing to offer that could get Trump the 8 Democratic senators he needs to fund the wall. Mitch McConnell's only other option would be to invoke the nuclear option and bypass the filibuster, which they could do. But Democratic appropriations are betting the Republican leader won't be willing to undermine such a fundamental Senate tradition just to pay for Trump's wall, which I believe he will, by the way. The evolving plan being discussed by Schumer's office and Senate appropriators, if the Republicans put money for the wall into a bill, the Democrats block it. It doesn't matter what else is in the bill. Schumer will make it all about the wall. Guys, this is ridiculous. There's so many holes in the border fence right now. It's so porous. It's like there's no border fence. We've got to secure the borders of the United States. Trump needs to go ahead and find a way to stop funding stuff like NSA, because that was never appointed by Congress anyhow. Remember, we had David Steele on last week, and he said Trump could, by the stroke of a pen, get rid of the NSA. Just get rid of it. And if he did that, he'd have all those appropriated funds freed up, if he would be able, at that point, from a legal standpoint, which I don't know, to fund the wall. Or, like we mentioned last week, stop giving the illegal immigrants free stuff. I mean, Ron Paul said that last week. If you stop giving them free stuff, you'll stop this giant incentive to go across the border to get your free stuff in America. Absolutely ridiculous. I know we've had more and more problems in our area here in Central Florida with the illegals coming in, because we have a lot of crops here and a lot of them are used to pick crops and oranges, etc. And I can always tell when it's that time of the year when they come down or come over or transition into our central part of the state. And I'm going to say this very clearly because I've seen them do it multiple times. They will take large bags of garbage and throw them out of their cars. Large bags out on the street. They open up. They're all over the place. You got trash. You got to pick it up or have the county come and pick it up or have the city come pick it up. I've seen them over and over and over and over and over doing this. Every time I've ever gone to Mexico, large bags of garbage everywhere. They don't really have any type of infrastructure set up for picking up garbage. Trash everywhere. That's where they come from. That's how they treat our country. Go back to Mexico. That's all I've got to say. What do you think, son?
Oh, you're exactly right. We talked about that in detail. You know, between $11 to $22 billion a year is spent on illegal immigrant welfare in the United States. But only just that, what you talked about a second ago, remember back in 2013, the black budget got leaked by Snowden, and they confirmed that the NSA has a $52.6 billion budget as of 2013. It's more than likely higher than that 4 years later now, but $52 billion a year for the NSA. That boggles my mind that they get that much money to spy on the American population every year. If they came in and said, yeah, the NSA gets $400-500 million a year, you know, and it's got a few employees and we're doing this, a lot of stuff is, you know, global security, I still wouldn't like it. I wouldn't agree with tyrannical big government policing the world, but I'd say, eh, it's a couple $100 million if they're trying to do this. Whatever, make them stay quiet and just let us be. $56 billion, $52 billion, that's not a small budget. They have to start finding things to surveillance. They have to start looking for people to put under surveillance to be able to say and justify a $52 billion budget, Dad. And the wall they're saying right now is supposed to be an upwards of 10 up to $20 billion now for the wall, its maximum price. Well, guys, that's not even half of the NSA's budget for the year. So as Dad said, cut those funds out, get these guys back in line, and stop allowing them to spend billions of dollars needlessly a year, and we'll have plenty of money to do all types of security physically on the ground instead of this cloak and dagger spy nonsense from the NSA hacking everybody's emails and listening to everybody's phone calls all the time. It's ridiculous. It's petty. They're like little children. That's how the globalists are. They don't want to do anything head on. They don't want to go face to face with you. They're like little children that want to go all behind your back and talk bad behind you. That's how they act. It nauseates me. All this stuff needs to be shut down.
I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. And by the way, like we mentioned last week, we cannot see inside Fukushima Daiichi because the robots keep dismantling themselves or dying or quitting, or basically they just get fried. TEPCO has admitted that repeated robot failure is hampering its plan to search the bottom of the reactor and find the estimated 600 tons of fuel and debris that may have poured out of the reactor and into the concrete lining below it, and also through the concrete lining below it, which that's what it's done. Initial attempts to see into the reactor too via robotic probe have all failed. We've only been able to estimate contamination levels by checking the amount of interference in the video feed the robot relays. The new hardened robot built by Toshiba and meant to give TEPCO a much improved ability to survey the damaged reactor died 5 times faster than expected and stalled 10 feet from the grate it needed to inspect. TEPCO continues to assist it can meet a 2021 goal of beginning an actual site cleanup. 2021, are these guys like smoking crack? That's 4 years from now. They've been going for 6 years already. This will require enormous investments in the field of robotics and may require the company to create entirely new design to ensure their hardware doesn't die in a matter of minutes. Here's the problem with this thing. This is like a giant disaster. They had a river running through this area and they diverted it. And they diverted it basically around TEPCO, and they had a giant tsunami earthquake that happened here a few months back, and it rerouted the river and is going underneath the plant now and is flushing across these reactors with all of this nuclear fuel. And so you have tens of thousands of gallons of water that has been contaminated flowing into the Pacific Ocean every single day. I mean, this is like a nightmare. I mean, this is going on and it's getting much, much, much worse. These people remind me of the, it's like this, you know, I used to watch these movies made in Japan with Godzilla when I was a kid, okay? And they are the worst movies I've ever seen. These movies are so bad that they're almost a joke. I mean, they're almost like they must be some kind of claymation thing or whatever, but they're so horrible that they can't figure out how to make a decent movie. They can't even make a decent robot. They can't even make these plants go away. Just take a doggone 8 or 12 inch concrete pipe and just start pumping concrete into this thing and get this crap sealed up. That's what I would do with Austin, and I would reroute the river. Are you kidding me? Because remember, when I read this stuff 6 years ago, the backed up generators failed because the power failed to the plant that started the backup generators because they all got washed out. And then when they tried to bring new generators in quickly to prevent the plant from failing, they couldn't figure out how to plug in the new generators because the plugs weren't the same. Just hotwire the stinking thing. Run the voltage meter back to the voltage meter. Just hotwire it. Get a dog, turn the power off and hotwire it to make sure your pumps are working. They couldn't figure out how to do it. They should have brought some British or German engineers in there to figure out how to fix this mess. And now we've got this giant mess destroying the Pacific Ocean. It's just unbelievable to me that this is actually going on. Guys, I want to thank you for listening to the show today. I love you guys. I really do. And I appreciate you too. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins and your B complex and all those things from us. I just want you to know, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. I mean, that's just how it works. I mean, if we weren't being supported by you guys, we wouldn't be here. We couldn't bring you shows that go for almost an entire hour with no commercial breaks. So guys, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys, and may God's grace shine on you. Maybe he be merciful unto you. May he grant you peace and prosperity in all the different areas of your life, with your family and everything, including your business. Everything you touch, may it turn to gold. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, I'm going to do the write-up. Go ahead and close, buddy. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, guys, we still have the joint rebuilding formula on sale as product of the week. That'll be going until Tuesday night. That product's on sale over 20% off, so check it out on the website, healthmasters.com. Also, I don't remember if we gave this out on Friday. Dad gave it out on the Hagman Show. We're doing a promo special on a product that we released last year, our Ultimate Multiple Fit Food Vegan. That is our organic pea and rice protein concentrate with our Ultimate Multiple Complex mixed in with it into a Dutch chocolate shake. Really good taste and protein shake. Really is good for people that don't want any whey, but also makes an incredibly good standalone as a protein shake with a multivitamin complex mixed in with it. And you can use a coupon code DOUG30, D-O-U-G-3-0. That coupon will give you 30% off that product. It's one of the biggest promos we've ever run before. We're basically letting the product go for right over cost. It's like $27 a can with that promo. Really, really, really good price. We're only going to be running it till tomorrow. We did that to kind of introduce the product and get it out and let everybody try it, see how they like it. So give that a shot if you're interested in something like that. It's a really, really cool product. A lot of people have given us a lot of positive feedback over the weekend on it. So that's at healthmasters.com, and that coupon code again was Doug30. So if you guys need anything, you know how to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. You can also call us as well, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe, incredibly awesome night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.